All right, good talk. We're holding Sif Beis. We're talking about Mi'at Hashem tonight is the Indian of Moira. Right? There's two Chalokim to Kibud Av Ve'Aim. There's Kibud and there's Moira. And tonight we're going to go into great detail, being Magdir, what Moira is, practical Halakha L'maisa. All right, talk to Machaba. Ezu Moira. Let's just run through the Machaba, get an idea. Ezu Moira lo yamad bim koyma miyuchad loy. You cannot stand in the same place that your father or parent, it's a father, the person, say even a mother, but it's usually only by a father. The father has a place that he stands beside the kingdom when he discusses things, board meetings, whatever it is. He has a place where he stands. You can't stand in that place. You cannot stand in its place where he normally davens. You cannot sit in a seat that is his primary, his designated seat in the house where he eats. You cannot argue with a parent. And you cannot even agree with a parent. That means if your father has a machlokes with someone else, you can't side with your father and say, I think my father's right. I think Tati, you're right. As if you're a mandam. Who are you? You can't be machri, even like your father. Who are you? I feel loyman nirin divrei abo, even to say that I think my father is right, that's also a problem. It's not, you're not on the same level as a parent that we can reckon. You're a nobody. V'lo yikre'enu b'shmoy, and you cannot call him by his name, loy b'chayev v'loy b'moysay, not while he's alive and not after his patira, but rather oyma Abba Mori, you should say Abba Mori. That's a title, a respectful title. Abba Mori, my father, my master. Hoya shame Aviv, this is a chiddush of the Rambam. Hoya shame Aviv k'shem acherim. If your father's name is like acherim, Mishana Shmom Imushem Shupili, Shena Koragilim Likris Bai. If let's say your father's name is Shlomo, right? So Shlomo is a regular name, but let's get a unique name. Let's say your father's name is, I don't know, Avram Yeshaya. I don't know, something unusual. Okay, unless you live in B'nai Brown. Okay? That's not a good name? Okay, so try a different one. Let's say your father's name is Getzel. Okay, can we all agree that Getzel's not a common name? Okay, fine. Now, you happen to have a friend whose also name is Getzel. You're now allowed to call your friend Getzel. It's a shame Peli, but you're now allowed to call him by that name because it looks like you're calling your father's name. One second. We'll hopefully get through it. Abu Shem Shiragilin boy, Mutta Likris Achem Shalai Bafonev. But names that are normal, let's say your father's name is Shlomo and you have a friend named Shlomo, you could call your friend Shlomo by his first name, provided that you're not in the presence of your father. If you're in the presence of your father, then now they'll even say Shlomo, because then it looks like you're calling your father. If your father's name is normal, so he's not alive, it's not Bafonov, so that's not a problem. But if your father's name is unique, then you can't call your father's name even Shaloi Bafonov. Even if you're not referring to your father, you're referring to someone else. That's a chiddush of the Rambam. It's similar halacha we find by a Rebbe as well. Not to call your friend by the name that your Rebbe is normally, that your Rebbe is called, if it's a Shem Peli. Alright, we'll have to get to it. That's the Mechaber. This is all on the Moira. This is in distinction with Kovet. Kovet, Kibud has its own things. Machilah, Mashkeyu, that's Kovet. This is not Kovet, this is Moira. Moira is, you have to have pachad, you have to fear your father, Mamela. You can't sit in his seat, you can't stand in his place, you can't call him by his name, you can't side like him, you can't argue with him. That's Moira. Alright, so let's start again and get a better understanding what Moira is. What really is involved here, what type of Moira you're supposed to have, how far does Moira go? So the meaning of Moira, Moira means fear. Right, so what type of Moira are you supposed to have? So if you look in the Sefer Charedim, in this Perek, some say it's Perek Tes, some call it Perek Aleph, when he talks about mitzvahs, that says that tluyeis belev efshin lakayman b'choyeim. He categorizes mitzvahs. In the section of mitzvahs that says that tluyeis belev, and you can be makayman b'choyeim, in Eis Chavav, he says like this. It says in the pasuk, "Ish imay vavav tiro." You have to have fear of your father and mother, and that's where Moira is learned out from. Mepnei tzivei Hashem, because of the tzivei Hashem, yidam ha'oisam be'enav kemelech u'malka. you have to imagine that your parent is like a king and a queen. That's how far Moira goes. V'yifached v'yirid ma'oid. Should be petrified. That's just scared. Petrified. Milava al-ritzainam from not fulfilling their word, fulfilling their wishes. It should be like in your eyes as if divine melech shultain, as if a decree from the king. You can't deviate by a mashu on that decree, whether to the right or to the left. Now, how did he know? It goes as they fight. You have to imagine that they're a king and queen. He brings rise from Psukim to Loshayach Loshon Meir. We don't find the Loshon Meir anywhere in Tanakh. Ela ba'odin oy melech alavodav. We only find it by either a master on his servants or a king on his subjects. You don't find it anywhere other than that, other by the other nor a melech. So if the Torah chooses the word over here, tira'u, it's not just them, you have to have respect and fear. No, you have to have it that they're Zoyvite, they're a king and a queen. And he ends off, Kloloi Sholdovam. Yisnaigi Moim, Kemosha Yisnaigim, Yisnaigi Melech Bas Vadam, Sheyorei Ma'oi Penyatas Roishei. You have to be Misnaig with him as if you're petrified, he's going to chop off your head. Anything less than that, you won't Mekayim the mitzvah of Moira. At least for Maloy. Moira means they have to imagine they're a king and a queen. They have the ability to chop off your head, Chulila. That's Moira. You can't deviate a mashu of what they want. Because the Losh and Moira you only find by a melech or an odin. Sorry? Leisei says Dvarov. So something we're going to have to develop it, but Leisei says Rav. You cannot disagree with what they say, and might be, or so you have to listen to their commands. You can't be safe as well. Right. That's a Shaila, which we'll see. Maybe we'll get to it tonight, maybe not. We'll see. So that, bottom line is, according to the Charedim, Moira is Moira of Malchus, of Melech u'Malka. That's Moira. You have to imagine your father and mother is like a king and a queen. Now, from the fact that the Charedim brought this down, and he categorized it in the section of Mitzvah Sasei Hatluya is Belev. It's Mavur in the Charedim, Gavaldik Echidesh, that the Charedim holds that this din of Moira Kibra Vein is not just an action, it's Belev. A guy could be the nicest, sweetest son in the world, most obedient, but in his heart of hearts, he thinks his parents are just like his friends. That's it, he blew it. Moira has to be belief. You have to, mamish, in your heart, be scared of your parents. Be scared of your father and mother. You have to have that Moira belief. And Mimele Kum Tois, when Chazal asked his kasha, which is a machaba, which is really just quoting a Chazal, Ezu Moira, and then we list a bunch of examples, Lo Yamid, and Lo Yeshiv, and Lo Yistov, Lo Nachri, and all these things. These all are Tzoyis of Moira. Moira is belief. You have to be petrified of your parent. And the tzitzis of that is, don't dare stand in his place. Don't dare sit in his place. Don't dare argue with him. He's a melech. Would you ever think, entertain, to disagree, even by a nuance of what a melech said? You'd be petrified, off with the head. So if you don't dare, all these are tzitzis of the Moira shebelev.
Come to I would
the Shulchan Aruch is mila b'mila kamat alosh na gemara.
Yeah, right. Not necessarily agreeing to the Haredim.
I mean, the Haredim doesn't argue with the Gemara.
No,
so how did the Haredim understand the Gemara?
That's how he understood the Gemara.
So obviously that's how he understood the Gemara.
He says that the Shulchan Aruch demands
it. But we don't know if he did or didn't. So I'm just telling you, I'm bringing down the Haredim. We're going into the Sugya. Give me a time, I'll develop it. But Kumtais, these are all Tetzoyis from Moira. That's not Moira. This is all what comes out of Moira. Moira means it's as if Chazal are being magdir. How vite Moira shebelev you need is that it should be so vite that you shouldn't even dare stand in this place or sit in this place or argue or even side like your father. That's how vite Moira is mechayev. Right. Why? What's? He's scared of Melech Malkei Amlochem.
You say it's part of the mitzvah.
Yeah, but they're being scared of Melech Malkim Lachim. They got to sell him two shofar, but they're being scared of Melech Malkim Lachim, not being scared of. He's saying he's being scared of your parent as if your parent is the king and queen. Now, it's much more like that in the Kredim as well, like I'm saying, these are all Taitzayis, because he, Taitzor, he says like this, Umachmes Yerosai, because of the year that you're supposed to have for your father, therefore, Lo Yeshiv Lo Yamid, B'mokam Yuchlam, like Seitz Advar. He's all Taitzayis of the Din. And in the Kredim, a little further on, in Lamrei Lamavov, when he talks about the Mitzvah's Kibud, he says the exact same thing by Kibud, it spells out clearly that Ikam Mitzvah's Kovid is belief. And he brings a Gvalda Karai, Kishma Karai. The Gemara says that Baruch was Mashra Kvoidai, or Mashra Kvoidom of the parents, Lekvoidai, Lekvoidom Mokim. And who is Baruch Nisraim? Akash Baruch complained in Yeshayahu, Perchav Test, Yipasuk Yid Gimel. It says in the Pasuk, Befiv ubisfasav kibeduni, they honored me with their mouths and with their svasayim, velibam rochak mimeni, but their hearts were distant from me. Akash Baruch complained, that's not covered. Covered when you have covered belief. And Akash Baruch was mashak kvoidom, lekvoidoi, by says the covered that you need for a parent is the same type of covered, there has to be a covered shabbelief. As I write, that's how the Charedim and Lahalacha, the Chaya Odom, and some Zayin Gimel brings down the Charedim, Matikamat, much of Zmila Bamila, that the Indian of Kibbut is Saiba Makshava, Saiba Maisa, Saiba Diva. It governs everything, not just Maisa. Diva Uva Makshava is also subject to Kovet. And Boyer. The Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, Val, we're gonna get to it. Val, one second. Now the Aruch HaShulchan brings Paskins is similar, but he makes a chilek. He makes a chilek between Kovet and Moira. He said Kovet is only in Yoni Maisim Bepoil, actions, Machilo, Malbishai, that's Kovet, not Belev, Vashkoisai. Moira, who years hamaylo, he's scared of the Sreimimus of the parents, the Moira who believe. So he says halfway. He holds Kovet's not like the Charedim and the Chayodim, but Moira is belief. As Mavul like that, the Merebi saw as well in Kedushin, Laman on the base, where the Gemara says, Hishra Kosa Merebi Aveim, La Merebi Samokam, the Merebi Sada says, why did the Gemara need to make this Hashavah, to make this Hekesh? What was the Gemara trying to teach him? Look, the Merebi Sada, you would have thought that it's enough just to not be Mezalzel and to be over the rotten of your parent, that would be enough. No, Hishra Kosav Kvaidom Lechvaidai Meiram. Sorry, Hishra Kosav Meiram Lechvaidai. That just like Meira Mokam is belayed, like the Ramam says in Yisrael Yatar in the beginning of Perak Beis, that a person should be mistakel and have his Reimimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that he's nothing copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too by Meira Av, it has to be belayed. It means he Mamish plugs it into the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is trying to do by Hishra Kosav. Hishra Kosav Meiram Lechvaidai to teach you that the Meira has to be belayed. So you have an Aruch HaShulchan and a Merei Misada who go halfway, that at least B'negei to Meira, Meira has to be belayed. Now, if you're Ma'ayin, you'll see that there is a major nafkamina between the Charedim and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Merei Misada. What type of Meira are you supposed to have? According to the Charedim, you're supposed to have the Meira of a Melech and a Malka, that you're scared they're going to chop off your head. It means Yiras Ha'inish. You're scared. Your mom is standing in front of the king. He goes, with one blink, life's over. He can do whatever he wants. So you're scared of Ha'inish. Yiras Ha'inish. When the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say it like that, the Aruch HaShulchan says you're supposed to have Yiras Ha'mayla, Yiras Ha'raymimus. The Raymimusad also compares it to the Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Rambam says clearly, it's Yiras Ha'raymimus. Be'yore, be'yifachet, be'yideish, u'ber yiktana, shfeila, aseila, oimid, be'daskala, mu'uta, lefnei tomem deyes. You are nothing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to have Yiras Ha'raymimus. So you see, it's mamish a fundamental nafkamina. What type of Mori are you supposed to have to a parent? Is it Yiras Ha'inish, like a Melech or Malka? Or is it Yiras Ha'raymimus, that they're on a higher level than you? They're a whole different level than you. You're not equal with your parents. You're not one with them. They're not your friends. They're your parents. And you merely have to have Yiras Ha'raymimus.
Both things you're saying, the fantasy. they can't chop your head off, and they're not bonus role, but created the entire world.
Right.
It's very difficult to hear.
Right, so that's basically Meir Shaila as well, and I'm going to ask the Shaila right now. How could the Torah be Mechayiv to have Meir Belev? Whether it be Mar Yiras Einish or Yiras Raimamos, how's a child have such a Yira if your parents aren't Roy Lakach? How can your parents, so to speak, Machayiv engender that by you if they're not on that level? If your parents don't have the ability to chop off your head, so how do you have Yiras Einish? Belay. I mean, B'maisa, B'say, but Belay, how does it work? And if your parents aren't on a, such a high level, you don't have Yiras Raimamos, so how's a child have Yiras Belay? I mean, the halacha later on we're going to have, that could be even by parents that are Avrayonim, Rishoyim. You have to have Kabbalah and Yivir. Okay, we'll discuss. How's the Shaykh? Your parents are Mechalalei Shabbos and you're supposed to mamish, be petrified in their presence. Here is a Reimamos from such parents. Like, what's going on? Mamish Apello. I remember him missing, and he tried to bavon this, say it over. He's saying something stark. If you realize that it's only because the appearance that you came into the world, and you realize that your mamish were totally dependent on their goodness, and they raised you, and you realize how much you're indebted to them, so it sounds like at least you could have maybe a form of Yiras Raimamos. You realize that they're your Siba, so you're the Mesayvim. You're not one with them. You're on a different level.
But it's still not the same. You're absolutely right. It's not the same as a bonus role.
Correct. It's not like the, well, we'll never get to the Rabbanu Shalom, but yeah, it's not good. Lemaisa. Now, the Sefer of Musa, Kadman Rekelitz, if I'm pronouncing his name right, in Perakei, who lived like 500 years ago, he sort of makes a spin on things. He says like this, that a ben is obligated to always have Yiras Ha'aveim, because the pasuk says Ish Imay Va'aviv Tiro. Here goes the spin. What's Tiro? Lo yishu yorei mimenu shiyaz egeno. Not that you should be afraid that your parents are going to hurt you. Elo yorei micharoin af Hashem. Should be scared of Hashem im lo yichabed ova v'imay karoi. If you don't have proper respect for your parents. When he brings you a rai from Siv Gimel, they see he's supposed to be yorei from Melech Malchi HaMelochim. That's the, it's Tiro. Tiro goes now on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ish imay v'aviv. Tiro from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not mechabed, you're over v'imoy properly. But here you have to have other mitzvahs, you have to do the mitzvahs. Grade, if you're scared, because you have moira. Here, no, the mitzvah is to be scared of Hashem if you deviate from covered, proper covered for your father and mother.
And how do you know that there's a
fear of moira? In Hanami, it's a shtiko chos in the sefer, what's going on? Because like him, come to his. The pasuk's chopped up. Ish imay va'aviv. What? I don't know. Ben tiro from Hashem. So what's the ish? So therefore he sort of plugs into the pasuk. If you notice, he plugs in. He changes the word. Ish imlo yichabed aviv v'imakaroi. He talks about covet.
Right.
And it's a sort of kilot mer doesn't exist. Ish imay va'aviv. What? The covet. And then tiro, be petrified from Hashem if you're not mechabed your parents. Come toys. So where's Moira then? And Chazal clearly make a distinction between Moira and Kovid. Moira have these set of halakas, Kovid has a different set of halakas. A bit problematic in the pasuk. Alright. Lulei de Mistapina, Havamina, I would have argued with the Charedim Nechayodim and say that there is no such thing. You can't have a Chiv Belev. Because Broker can't, not gonna put on such a, if they're not Royal Akak. So what does it mean in the pasuk Tiro? What does it mean, Tiro? If you don't have fear, then what's the fear? There it says, Tiro is in your actions. What does that mean? That means that the Tiro is Mechayiv, that your actions should appear as if you're scared and petrified of your parents. You should be misnayig with your parents as if you have fear of them. Ishimay Vavav Tiro means you should, in Lemaisa, be scared of your parents. Means in what you do, it should be apparent that you're scared of your parents. And I have a riot to this. It's not me, it's Rishonim. If you look in the Sefer Mitzvah Sefer Rambam, Mitzvah Sefer Reshit Aleph, there's a Loshon Rambam. He should sivanu lira me'a ve'eim v'hu, what is that? She yisnoig imoem kiminig mishu yori mimenu shem yisheu kama amelech. You should be noig with your parent just like a person is noig with somebody who he's scared of. Means, right, so it's the mitzvah not to be scared. The mitzvah to be knowing with your parents like someone who's scared. And the chinuch and reshit beis does the same thing. Lira mea avis, and he puts in kloima, like, don't think it really means you have to have fear. You don't. Kloima. She is naiga adam im imoi va aviv. Han haga, she adam naig im misha yirim imenu. You should be knowing with your parents like somebody is knowing with someone who he's scared of. Look how people are knowing with a melech. And that's what you should duplicate. You should be naig and azan minig like and zahanog like someone who's scared of somebody else.
That's really like the Chinuch says in general, and also that's good for how the mitzvah is gestalt. Because the only way you can develop a feeling of fear for your parents is not because I look at like the Romans and Kabiyahu, but I know it from the Meiser that incorporates.
That maybe has ashpa belayed. Correct. That might eventually go deep and deep and deep as you ingrain yourself and get used to having this hanhaga. After a while, you sort of, without even knowing it, you're scared. And to some extent, it's zikr chula mashal. Those fathers who hit their children, but they're a call if they hit them responsibly, not out of anger, but responsibly, the children have a pachet from the father. And that pachet remains for the rest of their lives. Even when they're 50 and the father is 75 and the son is faket, much stronger than the father, there's an ingrained, developed pacha that the kid has standing in the presence of his father. Why? He can't explain it. But if you go back to its source, it's because the father hit him when he was a kid. He put him in line. And I'm not talking about, again. Sorry? To have that. I guess, I don't know, but yeah, to develop, but at least in the Rambam, in the Chinuch, it's Mavua, it's a mitzvah ma'asi. It's not a mitzvah belayv, it's a mitzvah in the ma'isa, it's a mitzvah how to be mnoik. And if that means it's really mashal like in a chazal, in Shulchan Aruch. Ezu Moira, we give a whole list of things. Hey, 1 second, you missed the boat. You should say that Moira is belayv. Now you want to go how right to believe should go. Okay, good, give all these things. But Ezu Moira, Chazal giving a bunch of, why did Chazal do that? But that is, because Chazal is trying to be mafkir from the Shita. Ezu Moira, don't think Moira is believed. Moira is, you can't sit in this place, you can't stand in this place, you can't be says as far, you can't be mafkir as far. That is Moira. That's what Chazal is trying to teach you. That is Moira. The Rabag in Shmei's Kof Yud Beis, when they get to Mrs. Kibud, he said, what's Kibud? Covered the Lifiroi's Hageda, Bedibu of a Maisa. It doesn't mention belief. It's not belief. It's Bedibu of a Maisa. You should be knowing with your parent with such respect as someone else who has respect is knowing with such a person. It's oil a mitzvah and a Maisa. And I'm going to just give a dugmoisa to drive it home. We live in the Elam HaMaisa. Elam HaSiyah. There's many Elamis. We live in the Elam HaSiyah. Think in this world is HaSiyah. God could be Maserati Belev. I had a taxi driver. He's a Maserati Belev. Keep Shabbos in his heart. I guess not keeping Shabbos, better than not keeping Shabbos at all. But it's like Mamish, maybe a Mashu more than not keeping Shabbos at all. Nothing. Right? We live in the Elam HaMaisa. Keep Shabbos means you keep Shabbos LaMaisa, not you keep Shabbos Belev. It's nice you have the lev also. Good, but you know, we live, all mitzvahs are, if you look, come on, every mitzvah is a mitzvah nasi. That, you know, that's like the one. The lev propels the mitzvah, that's the zero behind it, makes it into a ten. But if you don't have the maisa, you have the lev from today till tomorrow, you have all your lev and everything gavaldic, it's worthless. It's nothing. Come on, nothing, it's nothing. We live in the Olam HaSiyah. The Psukim, the tzivui, the mitzvahs ha-toyro, are b'derek kal all mitzvahs masis. Even those mitzvahs that seem otherwise, you see the Chazal always put you back in the Olam HaMaisa. I'll give you 2 dugmois. A mitzvah is samachta b'chagecha. You have to be b'simcha. So how do you be b'simcha? You meditate and you think about Yom HaTovim and Gevaldik and you do b'simcha. That's the mitzvah of Zanakta Bechagecha? The Gemara says, Eze Simcha, Bas, Reyayim, Begodim Noyim, right? For the women, for the kids. What would a Chazal doing? Chazal telling you, Simcha Belev is beautiful, but Hodnish with the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Zanakta Bechagecha to do Maisim that are Moira Simcha, that show that Maisim Simcha. Maybe if you do enough Maisim, the Vay Simcha, then eventually it will penetrate into your heart and you'll actually feel the Simcha too. You know, a higher level of Samakta Bechagecha is probably Yedelev. But fundamentally, what is the mitzvah of Samakta Bechagecha that is Maisa. A guy whose mamish so besimcha that it's yontif, he's off from work and he's so besimcha, but just doesn't drink wine, just blew the mitzvah v'samach to
v'chagecha. Why did the guy say that?
Because, again, on the higher level of propelling, after he drank the wine and he ate the basar and he did all that, and then you want to get to a higher madrega, so you do it belate. But if you missed the lamaisa, right, and people don't realize it, if it's not like it's every day yontas, he's supposed to be drinking wine or eating meat or both every single day, and perhaps according to many paiskim, every single day and every single night. Good. But we could go through about at least one, at least every day, just to have. Now, if a guy doesn't, but has fun on Yontif, let's argue that fun is Simcha, I would argue it's not, but let's say it is, that's still not Mitzvah V'Chagecha. Mitzvah V'Chagecha is eating basa and drinking wine, begadim noyim, and without that, you don't have Mitzvah V'Chagecha.
So can you quote it from
the
Chalei?
Sorry?
So can you quote it from the Shad?
Those are very nice. That's for the Rebbe Mishul and whatever. But we're talking about for Kabbalah Tzaddik Vesimcha. That's on me. That's covered. Yeah, for Hashem, did we find this belief? Let me give you another dogma. What's the dogma? After Lerecha Kamaycha, you're supposed to love your friend, your neighbor, your friend like yourself. Now, Kipshuta, it means you're supposed to love your friend. In your heart of hearts, you're supposed to love your friend, and that's time love your friend. So much so, you have to love him just like yourself. So the Rabban Kiyudu already is, that's impossible for somebody to love his friend like himself. From Albin, who's Moisiv, he brings down from others, that it's impossible that Kodesh Baruch Hu should even be mitzava, an ava or sinner, that a person is not in control of. I'm in control of my actions. I'm not in control of my hagation. We don't find mitzvahs on negation. And Mamela, they touch up the pasuk, means that you should be noig with your friend, just like you be noig with yourself. You should make sure your friend gets everything that you get, means as if you loved your friend like yourself. Take your heart out. We don't need your heart. We just need you to be knowing with your friend and care for your friend and do everything maisim that show ahava with your friend just like for yourself. But in your heart of hearts, you're totally indifferent. You don't really care about him. Sorry?
Assistant
is a chikub of a background, so maybe also you have to know if it's...
Oh, you say that it's not.
The issue is... I mean, it's only of a background, here. Right, but for Hashem, I'm asking. And just bring you a number, but at least... If you don't like my digmois, the seder, but at least you have a sefer mitzvah and a chinuch who clearly tie up that the mitzvah just in hanhaga. You should be noig with your parents like someone who's scared is noig with that person. Not that you actually have to be scared of your parent. Seemingly not like the charedim. Avada, it's better to be scared and better to have respect. It's a shleimus a mitzvah, but to say that if without it you're not being yaitz is very difficult. I understand. But eventually it seeps in. It permeates your heart.
It permeates my dislogging. You're never going to be able to think of your parents as being your Romulus.
Not your Benjamin, but the idea of having Yiras Remus from your parent. Did you ever sit in front of a gadol?
No, I don't mind
it. I want to ask, did you ever go in front of a gadol and you had like a fear that you can't describe? To like a Yiras Remus?
Yeah.
So now it's not the Yiras that you have for Rebbein Shalom, but it is a level of Yiras Remus. I ate by Reb Nitzan Karel once a Shabbos Suda. So it was beautiful to eat by him. I got to talk to him and ask him Shabbos throughout the Suda. But Bemis, I'm not sure if I enjoyed the Shabbos Suda in terms of, I was petrified throughout the whole Suda. So there was like a certain, I couldn't explain it, there's certain years there was throughout the whole Suda. I was thinking again, should I do it again? Like, I don't know, like, I think Shabbos, I don't know. It was a trade-off. There's a Yiras HaRemus. That Yiras HaRemus you should have for a parent. Not like Hashem, but it's like, that means it's a min of Yira. That's what the Charedim is in Mechayiv. Actually, Charedim Mechayiv Yiras Oynish. The Rav HaShulchan and the Merim Yisod is Mechayiv Yiras HaRemus. Alright. No, Yerushalayim, I think, is. The Rambam is
moving on.
Yeah, I said they have, but by and large, you'll see that Kamat, all mitzvahs are not like that. There are exceptions that are wrong. Mask him.
The Rambam, we see that Shalayim
have a life. Because then you see in Sfarim, and all these type of mitzvahs, like you brought a raya from Vizamak to Bechagecha. Did even know Chazal say it's a mitzvah maisi, but the Goyim Vaisai Saltis is also something belay. You find that Keseda, the Chavetz Chaim brings it down Keseda on a number of mitzvahs. Sorry?
It's
Hetulay, it's Samakta. And Samakta says it's Simchan, because Chazal say it means he's supposed to eat bus and drink wine.
Karal don't say that you have to be happy, but by says it's a shleimus mitzvah to be happy. All right, let's continue. Okay, so Machave gives an example. Yamay b'mkoymay. You now live stand in your father's place. Now your father is standing there because he's amongst a group. He's in the middle of a board meeting or whatever it is. Memela, that's why he's standing there. Are you allowed to stand there when your parents aren't, when your father's not around? So yes, you are standing in his place, but it's not like you're standing in his place amongst the Seif Chachamim, because there is no Seif Chachamim going on right now. There's no board meeting going on.
He can't understand the place he's
in. I don't know, let's say he's absent that day.
So yes, then that's
now the word is that I want to know like this: are you, can you stand in that place even if there's no meeting going on?
Without Asif's Kenan.
Right. No Asif's Kenan.
What's that place? Why is
it? Right. That he has a Malkum Yuchid. Yeah. You go into the town. Moshe. You go into the township, and there's a chair. Mayor Lichtenstein. Mayor Miller. You know, one by one. Are you allowed to? The kid is he allowed to sit in that seat? That seat's Mayor Lichtenstein.
That's the issue.
Right. So the issue. Good. Let's say that idea. Are you allowed? So the shaila is, if there's a Seid Zakenim and there is no Seid Zakenim going on, but he has his place, are you allowed to stand there? The Taz paskins that even if he's not there, he's still not allowed to stand in that place, because that's for his place. It's his designated place. I know Seid Zakenim is going on, it's still. Ula Moshul, by a Suda. Father has a designated place where he eats. So you can't sit in his place by eating. Are you allowed to sit in his place? Not eating. I want to play a game with my sister. Can I sit in that place when my father sits when he's eating? I'm not eating. So Taz says he can't do that either. You know, because that's for his place. The Rishon Lezion, that Sarah Chaim HaKadosh seems to argue, in fact, with the Taz, but the place can bring down like the Taz. Memelos comes out that the Issa Amida and Yeshiva Pshutai is even if your father's not there. You don't, no one has to be there. No one's there. You still now let sit in his place or stand in his place. Ravan in Kedushin says in Mefurish and as I pass in the Paiskim that you now let it sit there or stand there even if your father's not home. Shalei b'fanav is still a nisa. Okay, we're going to get to it. Well, that's good. the Beis Yosef, the Taz, the Shach, the Aruch HaShulchan all say that you now let it stand in your father's place where he stands, and you now let it sit where he sits. But you're allowed to stand where he sits. That's not a problem. Where he normally sits, and you're not sitting, you're only standing there, that's fine. Let's say you have to reach something high. So you need a chair. Or it's right by there. You're allowed to stand on your father's chair to reach that item, because you're not sitting in that chair. He doesn't normally stand in the chair. He only sits in the chair. So you're not sitting in the chair. You're only standing in the chair. The memela, that should be fine. Sorry?
Sit where he stands.
Sit where he stands is mevun taz. That's awesome. But the case of Seid Zakenim, the Taz says sitting where he's standing is also a problem. Now, he doesn't explain why. It's either yours because sitting is worse. It's more kvias than standing. So if that's his place for standing, certainly he can't sit there. Or unless the mitzvah is that sometimes your father sat as well. Like by davening. Sometimes he stands, sometimes he sits. So merely he can't sit. I mean, it doesn't explain. But sitting where he stands is a problem. Standing where he sits is fine. Also, yeah. Correct. Both. You're allowed to, that's what I'm saying. From the day, they say you're allowed to stand in his seat and in that place, and the place can, stretch it and say, who are you allowed to actually stand in the chair itself? The same. Where he stands, then you're now allowed to stand or sit. Sorry?
Actual chair is not a problem. It's the
mock. They talk about what happens if he has a chair that's miyuchad loy. Right, if he has a special chair, I don't know, that's a bay dining room. Everyone has the regular chair, he has the armchair, and then that's his chair. You can't. Yeah, and then his chair's off limits. All right.
It comes out to the concept of replacing it, because you're standing on the chair to get something, you're not replacing your father.
I'm not doing what my father's doing in that chair, so I'm not.
My mock and his mock, because it's happened to be a piece of chair. Good. I'm standing, I'm also saying this is my place, not it?
Yeah, but if you just stand there, you're not doing what he's doing, that should be fine.
No, I'm just saying that he's standing, I can't sit either.
Correct, because that's correct. That I'm in Kaveh in his place, right.
No. Standing in his chair. You're saying standing in his place where he usually sits.
No, it should be the same thing.
His chair.
But I'm not sitting in the chair, I'm only standing in the chair. That should be fine. But he never stands in the chair, he only sits in the chair. So that should be fine.
Is it a current or fast also?
What do you mean?
He used to sit in this place, he switched places.
No, once you switch places, we're good to go. And we're good to go. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. That I don't know. Yeah, that I don't know. All right. Now, another case. Mokam HaMiyuchad L'Lisbalom. Right? What happens, like many people, they have a place where they daven shachris, and they want to spread the wealth, so they daven mincha somewhere else, and Ma'ariv a third place. Can I sit by mincha Ma'ariv in the seat where my father sits by shachris? So the Ayin D'Kapoiskim hold that even that's awesome. That's for his place. It's his designated place. So you now let's sit there, not just for shachris, even for mincha and for ma'ariv. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siftez says, but if your father gives you permission, then it's okay. You could be moichel. And he feels like it's uchum medumani. It appears to me, she'achshav habonim oimdim b'mkoyim avim b'veis ha'knesses. The kids daven in the same place where their father davens, because she'ahav einu yishomen is not there. I have your letter to that, it's also. V'atam she'kach nogu, that's already the minig. V'ahav ikilu nosan loy rishus, it's as if your father gave permission, v'ainav makbet b'kach. Since he ain't preitz a peh, he's not makbet b'kach, and he knows that it happens, it's a minig, so memela, it's as if he's giving you rishus, and memela, you are allowed, if you have such a minig, I don't know if the minig is today, but where there is such a minig, you're allowed to sit or stand in your father's place when he's not there. To the Chubis Binyan Oilam, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Kovo, in Yerdei Mem Zayin, he comes up with a different perspective here. He says like this, B'koyim's Beis HaKnesses is not Shaykh Bezman Hazeh. Why? Kemat. He said, what we're talking about in the Machabel is where the Mokum was a Mokum Mechubed. He's sitting on the Mizrachvant. He's sitting on, they used to rank them, you know, third row is kosher, fourth row is less kosher, fifth row is less kosher, sixth row could clean the garbage. That's how they were ranked. It says, Bizmanenu, that chairs are just given out as random, or even if, because light is a pella, even if you pay for the seat, and you know, the more you pay, the better box seats you get, the closer to the Mizrachvant you get. You pay, face $1,000, you get the second row, $800, you get the third row. He says, that's not covered. That's, you pay for those seats. You know, Ilum HaDimnion, you think that you're Mechubet, you're sitting up there, but you only because you paid your way. You really are nobody. So this is not a Mokum Mechubet. So Memele, if it's not a Mokum Mechubet, the kids are allowed to sit there as well, because they're not sitting in their father's Mokum Mechubet. On the table, Marshall, at home, what, your father has a designated place, because he's the tati of the house, so he sits at the head of the table, whatever it is. So the yachas to the rest of the mishpacha, he's the most mechubit, so he gets special designation, that seat. But in a shul, that, you know, seats are just given out, you're no more chashiv than the next guy, you don't have a mokum mechubit, memela, there's no problem, and memela, that's why you're allowed to sit on the seats, and that's the minig. Right, yeah. Yeah, good, okay, maybe. Where did he get that from? Okay, he has a Torah that's only if it's a Mechubedik HaMakam. And he says, V'chein Amba Dabar. And that's the Minig. Which means, the way the Aruch HaShulchan saw the Minig, and reverted to a minig and as daitim bekach and appearance on makbid and then moichel, the mininoilim went a different route. He said, "That's no bechlal. You know, it's good to go. No problem. We're not in the mirror because it's not a mokum mechubet." Clearly, Akashukan didn't learn like the mininoilim because Akashukan had to come on to a minig for. Means, in other words, that is, you say this like a machlekes here between the Akashukan and the mininoilim. Mininoilim learned it's only a mokum mechubet, and Akashukan says, "Mapetom. You don't need a mokum mechubet." If it's his designated seat, it's off. Limits. It's finished.
His kids sit on his table and his seat that is
coffee then. If he has that part, I don't know. Okay. If Taka, his seat's better, I don't know. Sometimes the parents sit just because he wants to make sure to monitor the kids.
Right, the kids now, this is
and it's Mavu in the back as well, like the Aruch HaShulchan.
The point is that you're on the couch. And you ask that
but he always says, yeah, and we're going to get there about in 1 second. It says also in the Machabah, L'yechid b'mokam amyuchad lay lahazim bebeis where he eats. So the Aruch HaShulchan is Moisif, Oichanusoi. He has a special place at work. This is his office. or I don't know, he's a cashier. This is where he sits. This is his place. An accountant, whatever it is, that's his place. You can't sit there. The tzivyoin ha'amudim. It's a sefer on the smack. In Yom Aleph Simen Zayin, Snaidruk, if you look on page Samak Tes, he argues with Doki, he's mafakik, he said, where do Okashu can get that you now let's sit in this place at work? Bishlom in the house, on the shul, it's a mokum achubit, but at place at work, big deal, a bunch of employees, he got that seat, it was like at random, they gave him that seat, but big deal, he could have gotten another seat for the same price. It's not a mokum achubit, so why should there be a problem sitting in a seat? And he says, what then at home, if the father's a place that he learns in the study, and he learns at a specific place. On the dining room table, he learns at a special place. That's not a makom mechubed. Out of convenience, that's where he sits. It's nothing to do with makom mechubed. He holds that this shouldn't be a problem. He's masupik. He's mafakik. And Eruv Kashuka make a taste that there's a problem. Now, one could argue with this whole hanocha that by work, there could be makom. You know, the accountant gets his place. The lawyer gets his place. You know, it could be, there is a makom mechubed. The cashier gets that. The janitor gets a different place.
One desk.
An economist, he's saying that's not a mokum mechubit. Mamela should be mota. The mice is the okashukim l'shitas, right? The okashukim will be dressed by the shul as well. That you don't need miyuchadik a mechubitik a place. As long as you have a mokum, that's designated, that's kfoydei shalovim, not to sit in this place. The okashukim goes l'shitas. Mamela, who then the chanos will be a problem?
It's a cover.
Well, the Meiri is not to sit in his mokumoku, not to sit in his special place. Glad that some place can learn that Meiri is had the covered. Okay, we're gonna clean it to get to it later, but yeah. Alright. Now, who are then Dr. Okashukin, it's Pashid, who are then if it's your mother's seat? Now, the reason why the Mechab doesn't bring it down is because it's not Shchiach for mothers to have designated seats. But if mother will have a designated seat, and Akhnami, it's also, and Dr. Okashukin, in a women's section of a shul, and if she has her seat, a daughter cannot sit in the mother's seat, the same thing. She has her place where she davens, you now let's sit in a seat, just like a boy can't sit in his father's seat, the same thing. Unless they're Michael because of the Minig, and the Minig says that they're Michael. Alright. What was going to be Lachem Nisa? I want to know what happens if the father's not around anymore. Lachem Meiv Esrim. Are you allowed to sit in your father's seat, your mother's seat? Lachem Meiv Esrim. The taste is Riyazakin on the side of the Gemara and Kedushan Amar Aleph Amar Beis. After these halachas, he says, Mistarvet the Choladinim de Moira, which is like, Emid Bim Kaimel, Yejim Kaimel, like, says, Zvarv the Machriya, Him Davka Bechayev. Once the parent is nifta, you're good to go. You could sit in the seat, no problem. You could stand in his place, you could even argue with him, not a problem. You're good to go. Machriyat Vav, not a problem. Now the Achreinim didn't have this taste of Riyazakin, but many Achreinim haven't by themselves. As they pass in this Sefer Musa, this Rikalit, the Shut Chaim Biyad, Kukhafei Memchesh, Nais Chaim, Shut Sechel Simcha, Kuflam Abbey, Shut Yerch Yaakov, Yeridei Yodal, Shut Tzitzel Yezachel, Zetzvab Mem Aleph Beis. Many Paiskim all say that the isolation of Bimkoim is only when the father is alive. Once he's Nifta, it's Mutta. And they overlap and they rise, but the same gang they all have, as you see in the Chuvas Arashman, Chelek Hei Veshon and Gimel, and Shut Arosh, and Kval Hei Ois Gimel, and Sefer Chasidim, Tov Tov Yer Aleph, Chuvas Aradvaz, and Chelek Beit Tzav Reish Chav Ches. All these Kadvayna learn that the kids yash in their father's seat in Shul. It goes be Yerusha. And if it goes be Yerusha, what does the kids help having their father's seat? They can't sit in that seat. Al-Kocha, you see, the kids sat in their father's seat in Shul. So you see, it's not a problem to sit in your father's seat. Why? Because Lachem Nisa.
You said the parents
We passed. The father sat there.
He
Well, no, he didn't switch it. Then he would have a different seat. Then he would dash in that other seat. Yeah. And not only that, that's the Chuvas Harash. That's where it is. Yeah, Gevaldik. And the Chuvas Chaim Biyan, Yerek Yaakov, let's go back to the Mechab. Mechab says like this. Eizu Moirle, Yamah Bimkoimai, Vila Yeshiv Bimkoimai, Vila Yseisid Zvar, Vila Mechriyaz Dvar, Bafonov, Fir Loi Menirin Devre Abo. And all of a sudden Mechab comes. Vila Yikrenum Bishmoi, Loi Bechaya, Vila Bimaisai. Until now, the father doesn't die? Well, what happened to the father's dead till now? Why all of a sudden, Vila Yikrenum Bishmoi, we're plugging in Bimaisai? Till now, what happened to Bimaisai? Elakok, you see, all the dinim of the Reisha are only Bechayev, not Bimaisai. La yekrenu b'shmoy is a chiddush loy b'chayev loy b'maysay. No, because you see now before it says l'machri is varav b'fonov.
Right, so that's why you have to say hey b'chayev.
So, but here it asks, but it plugs in also by my side. Why didn't you say it before by my side?
By case of fun, not here as well.
Right.
Well, then you can do it by my side, because if you can do it by fun,
I know, but good, but you should have to tell you on all the name of the ratio also. It's only it's side b'chayv side b'moitzel avukim b'fan of machriyas dvara. Why don't you say it here? Alamai, you see that these dinim of the ratio are only b'chayv and not b'moitzel. Gishmaka. Now, why by moitzel don't you have these dinim? So nachrenim it appears that the reason why you don't have these dinim is because not everything goes over lacham moitzel. The Gemara has many dinim of kibbutz that do go over lacham moitzel, and these dinim do not. How do we know? Leave it up to Chazal. They knew better. They knew that this doesn't go lacham moitzel.
Why is it worse than a minig?
What minig? No, punk the minute in the Rosh Hashanah was living in the 1800s. Then, we're talking about in the 1500s. We're talking about Chazal's time.
The minute changing is it enough for?
Because he's Michael. Why? Who did I say the parent was Michael?
That was a minute.
No, that's a halacha. Halacha is it goes be Yerusha. How do you know there was a mechila? Goes be Yerusha. It's like any other asset. Maybe they have to take the asset and sell it. Now, some place can want to like to that. Because the din of lacham moitzel is only by kibud and not by moira. Mamil, since we're talking about moira, we're good to go. It's not lacham moitzel. Problem is, the Maccabi says leikrenu b'shmoy and sticks it in this sif of moira. Achrenu much wiser moira should be kibud, but good, but sticks it into this sif and says say b'chayv say b'moitzel. You see, you do find moira lacham moitzel. Kishani asked me, I wanted to taino. I think, alright, maybe it's a chiddush, but I think it's a dovah mistava. At least for Amida and Yeshiva, Bim Koyim, it doesn't pass lacham moitzel. Just like we said, Shlomi said before, that if he changes seats, if you're no longer sitting there, and you're good to go. I mean, isn't this Ein Lecha Shini Mokum Godom is there? He's now sitting in Gan Eden. He's not sitting here anymore. He's sitting somewhere else. He changed places. He's not standing here anymore. He's not sitting here anymore. So it doesn't pass Isolation Ben Kaim or Lamed Ben Kaim if he's no longer here. That's what I would have said. There are, they say, bring over from the Chaim B'yad, and they bring over from Rabbi Yosef and Mavak Shei Torah, say over from Rabbi Yosef a fourth pshat, and they say that when it comes to sitting in your father's makom, or sitting in your father's makom, Adarava, Zeu Kvoidi Shalom, the Tachas of Osecha Yubanecha, that his kids are Mimamali Mekoimai, and take over his place, and Kilu keep his legacy alive, you know, continuing on. So Faket, sitting in his seat, Nishno is not a pigia in Moira, Adarav, Ein Lecha Kovet, Godom Mizez, Kavaldo Kovet, to stay on. When Mikhail Kanievsky was sitting Shiva, so during Shiva, they bring down a sefer Derech Sicha, Amud Veish Pei Beis, while he was sitting Shiva, for some reason, I don't know, Nish, but he sat in the stipler's seat. So someone, he sat in the stipler's seat. So during Shiva, so someone was amazed. And he said, Rebbe, what's going on? So the Rechaim Mian said on the spot, state in the Pasuk, Shleima Yoshev Akisei David Oviv. It's Pasuk Malachim, Aleph, Pek Bezit Bez. So you see, Shleima sat in his father's seat, I can sit in my father's seat. You see, there's no problem. The whole din is Bechaim, not B'maisei. So truth be told, in the Shut Chaim B'yad, one of his rayas, he brings this as a raya, and he says, Nishkein raya b'chalal. He says, because who put Shloime in that seat? David. Right? Bathsheba complained, the whole thing. David put Shloime in the seat and gave a dos to Hashem Yisbarak for that. So, of course, if my father puts me in the seat, Ein lecha mechila gedei l'mizu. But I don't know if the disciple ever told Reb Chaim to sit in the seat like a moisei. So it wouldn't be a raya to there. Okay, fine.
I worked with these two
spars. I don't know. I'm not saying for Saif. I'm only saying for that in economy. Now, Loisai says Dvorov. This dinner Loisai says that the Maccabi says like this. We're going to get to it. I'll bavarn it in a second. You'll see. The Maccabi says Loisai says Dvorov. Olamakri is Dvorov Befonov. The word Befonov, is it going back on Loisai says Dvorov as well, or only on Makri is Dvorov? Means is the Issa Loisai says Dvorov? Could you argue with your father Shalai Befonov? Just like you could be Makriya's Dvarav Shalai Bafanav, or only own or by only by machriyah dvarav, it says befonav, but by leisayis it's also even shalei befonav. So this is machlekes achrayim. The Prisha in Reish Mem Beis Sefchof in the Shach over here, they paskin that the Issa Seisei Dvarav is even Shalei Befonav. And they say Seisei Dvarav is one thing, well, Makriyas Dvarav Befonav is going on Makriyas Dvarav. However, the Taz says clearly, he learned up the Machaba that Befonav is going on Seisei Dvarav as well. And he says, that's why you find that the Torah of Chesha Mishborg argues with the Tata the Rosh, Keseida. Come upon him, he argues with the Raj. How could he argue with the Raj? That is, Shalei Befonav is Megmin. And the Goyin brings the Raya from Rebbe, who's Chalik and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Harbi Kiyotze Bezer. So you see that Shalei Befonav is Mutter. The Goyin passes like the Taz, and as they move on the Bach, and as they pass in the Chaye Odom, and some Zayim Tzivchez, and they pass in the Chazanish, and Yeridek of Memtez Aleph, and then Mr. Rabbi Isai. It's a Mufush region. The Miri in Kedushan Lama Alpha Mbeis says, he brings down the Ashamrim, that this whole is only Dafka Befonav, not Shalei Befonav. So Mamel, if you want to know how he ends up Saisa, even Shalei Befonav is Mutter. So Kochkin Lacha Moise. Now, I would be Moisev, that even the Prish, Naacha is Mutter, Shalei Befonav is Mutter. But even if you want to go with the Prish Neshach to say that Shalei Befonav is also, I believe that Lacha Misasa is Moide, because that's what we have a Taisa Riazakin also, Taisa Riazakin. That all these dinim of Moira are only b'chayiv, not lacha misa. My mele should be mutter. The truth is, kivega and chelik alat samachas not mashma like that. Truth is, they make shela. Wasn't that mashma like that? But the anis daiti, I think that they all would be moida lacha misa. Now we don't really have time for it, but I just want to mention we raised from 2 years old and up. They got to listen to a tati and a mami. Now we're going to go through the simin miyat Hashem. And you're going to be wondering that if this whole man of going to a simin, now once in the whole simin, does it say you have to listen to a tati or mami? It's funny. We're not raised, you have to be machiloi, mashkeo, mabi, nothing. Nothing. No. Well, you have to listen to a tati mami. It doesn't say anywhere. And according, it's a major machlek is bishoyin and machroinim if you even have to listen to a tati or mami. Echetasing. It's not COVID, it's not moira. Oh. So some want to plug in to Leisaisa's Dvarav means not listening to them is also being Leisaisa's Dvarav. Okay, I'm just telling you, Belina will address it at the end of the simon where the Achrenim address it, but I'm just mentioning it here. It's a Chiddush. And then you're going to another thing. It's what happens to Shalei Befonav, and what happens to Achim Yisasai. We have hurdles to jump over to make this an Issa of not listening to a tati man. I figure I'll mention it here. Okay, let's continue. The Mechaber says at the end that you can't call your father by his name. You have to say Abba Mori. Abba Mori. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin by Kfeira Rav that says that anyone who calls his Rebbe by his name is an Apikiris. So since he referred to his Rebbe Bishmai, he called him Elisha, he was an Apikoyus, and that's why he was Nenesh. Zok Rashi, important Rashi. Zok Rashi, because he said Ploini, Shaima Ploini, if someone calls his Rebbe Bishmai, Shaima Ploini, Veina Oime Meiri Verabi Ploini. Is a problem. Mavu and Rashi, that you're allowed to mention your Rebbe by name, as long as you stick a title, attach a title to it. Meivre Rabbi Ploini, that's good. Now Rebbe Reb Shmuel, that's good. You're allowed to say that. You just not allowed to say his name by itself. But to be marked in the Rebbe Reb Shmuel, that you could say. Right? Rabbachim do that today. Who's your Rebbe? Rabariyev, there is. Rabbi Zalman, that you're allowed to do. Ramah passes like that on Reish Mem Beis Sif Tezvav. That you're allowed to. And so, we learn the God from Yeshua. Adoni Moshe Kilein. Adoni Moshe, wipe them out. Now, how do you say Moshe? Tezvav can say that. Adoni, my master Moshe. He prefaced with a title. That's Moto. And that's even Befonav, yeah. That's even Befonav, yeah. They bring that as a right. They argue with the Shaks is only Shalei Befonav. They jump with it. The Fush and Pasuk give them Befonav. Yeah. Now, what about by a father? Are you allowed to call your father by his name if you mark him a title? Someone asks you, what's your father's name? What are you supposed to say? What are you supposed to say? Sorry? And Eliyah, yeah, what's your name? Your Uncle Ben, what are you doing, right? Are you allowed to say your father's name or not? So if you marked him a title, the Yamshir Shleim in Kedushin Perakama Samechei, and brought down a Piskei Tshuva, he makes a chilek. He said, by father, it's also no matter what. By a Rebbe, you can mention your Rebbe by his name, why? As long as you give him proper cover or title. It's because, hey, you probably have more than one Rebbe. And if you just say, my Rebbe said, I don't know which Rebbe. So you have to tell me which Rebbe it is. This one I heard from Rav Ash Arieli. This one I heard from Rav Shmuel. This one I heard. Very good. So you tell me which one. But by your father, you only have one father. See, what's the point of mentioning your father's name for? So then you have no right to mention your father's name. Which kid? Oh, you mean, which Reitzik are you? Which Reitzik are you? Okay, fine. Good. So, fine. Now, and he says, I, the tour, constantly says that Adoni Avi Harosh, Reish Aleph Strikel Shin, which stands for Abeinu Asha. So how does the letter do that? It's like the Yamshir Shleim, it's a play on words. He's not saying Rabbeinu Asher. You won't find the Torah ever saying Adoni Avi Rabbeinu Asher. He always says Harosh. Why? Because he's a play on words. That he's the Rosh. He's the Melech of Klal Yisrael. Adoni Avi Harosh. It's a play on words and it stands. But he'll never say Isaiah Tainet the Yamshir Shleim. Oh, one second. Now, the Mekevis HaMishnah in Ilchus Talmud Torah Perkei Alokhei says the same thing, and it makes the same chilek, and as they have the Pri Adama and the Keles Yankiv, many Achreinim go with this, that by a father it's also no matter what, even you preface by a title. However, the Keles Yaakov asked, and the Goyis Rekivego over here, often not, asked from Gemon Shabbos Kuf Tezvav, Amen Aleph, Amen Rabbi Yaisin, Maisev Ba'aba Chalafta. It was a Maisev, my Tata Chalafta. Abba Chalafta, he called him Abba Chalafta. Now, Rabbi Yisrael ben Chalafta, right? He's called, referred to his father as the same type of Gemara in Bechayis Chavav HaMelav. I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Moid Abba Chalafta. So how is he allowed to do that? So Dr. Kelis Yankiv, he goes with the Yam Shashan Mishtak. I, the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yisrael only said Abba. The ton of the Bryson, when he said over this story, he put in, inserted Chalafta. You want to know who his father is? You should know that Rabbi Yisrael's tat is Chalafta. But he only said Abba. However, the Chidah and Shiuri Brach over here, and the Chuvah Zeyesef Emetz Peizayin, asks, marshals a bunch of Gemaras. Gemara Pesachim Kofiyut Beis Amanav, Rav Shimon said, Yoichi Avi, Mi'ilu Yudzayin Amabez, Yechoy Abba, Mikitin, on Yudalim Amabez, Yane Abba, Gemara after Gemara. Then he says, Shleimah Melech said so many times, David Avi, how is he allowed to say David Avi? Elamai, you see, Zakhtar Chidah, there's no chilek, and by a father, you're also allowed to say his name, as long as you preface it with a title, like Avi or Moiri, you preface it with a title, you can mention him by name, just like by a Rebbe. And then he's Maisev one more Kuda. The Prashas Drachen makes a chilek whether you put the title first to last. He says you only allowed to mention if you put the title first. But if you mention the name and then put the title, it's too late. It's also Zokter Chidah, even if you put the title last, it's Matal. Like you say, Yoichi Abba. Yeah. No problem. Yana Yabba. And Membemis, it's a Mufusha Goyin, the Goyin and Reish Membeis, Sivkon Lamavah. But with here, when the Ramah brings down that by Rebbe, you're allowed to mention my name. If you give a title, Zokter Goyin, Vechain of it, and he brings these rice. Yoichi Abba, Yechai Abba, Yana Yabba. He does the same rice. You're allowed to do it, no problem. And the Rekivega over here, who asked this Kasha from Abba Chalafta, but in the Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Tezvav and Menalav in Chedushi Rekivega, the Shukhidish, he also asked the Kasha, and he brings down from his Heilige son, Reb Shleim Ben Yekir, remember his titles on his son, said, just like we see by a Rebbe, the Rashi says, if you give a title, it's good. So since Rabbi Yossi said, Abba Chalafta is good, because Abba is a title, and the male is good. So you see, he also learned that. So now, we have a new pshat in the Mechaba. Means, they're having a machloek, it's had a taitcha Mechaba. Elohim Abba Mori. Is it Elohim Abba Mori, and that's it? That's how the Yamshir Shleim learned. Well, Elohim Abba Mori, give a title, and once you give a title, then you're good to go, and then you're allowed to say his name too. So Chayla had a taich to Magaba. What's Elohim Abba Mori? It's a different taich. Now the Maisa is, truth be told, there's Kamara Mufurshi Gemara, not like the Shita. Pshit is mavua that. I should mention the Yishalmi. Yeah, like this. Yishalmi is another raya. They don't bring the raya, but Yishalmi Megillah bring Dalad Alakayud. Amori of Tamura. Yaisi mentioned his father's name in the drasha. It is problems. Again, the same type of problem. You say Abba or Rebbe, and it's good. But problem is that the Gemara seems not like that. Ravashi, when he used to give a drasha, he should just say Avi Moiri, and the Maturgman used to say over Ravashi when my Ravashi gave a drasha. Whatever. So you see in the Gemara that he wasn't allowed to say Ravashi. Only the Maturgim said Ravashi. The Rambam is even more, spells it out clearer. So that's a kasha on this shita. And Moshe Yerdech, the Kalav Kuflan Megimel, tries to answer that maybe Berabim is worse. Maybe Berabim, even the Goyin is Maida, that you can't say your father's name, even if you preface it with a title. Biprati is, you could, but Berabim, you can't. Sorry? He was giving a shiur. It was the middle of a shiur. Problem is in Yishalmi, it's by a shiur, and it says he could do it. So I don't know. It's a problem. The Moshe and the Hanukkah place all end up with a machlekes hashakel, and Memeli, you should try to be machmen, not to mention your father's name, even with a title. However, here's the saving grace. The saving grace is like this. By an aliyah, or by these type of things, which Reitzik are you? Which son are you? There, even the Yamshir Shleima should be made its mutter. Because the only reason why Yamshir Shleima was machalik, as he said, is because a father you only have one, and a Rebbe you have many, so we don't know which Rebbe you mean, so then you're allowed to mention the name to show which Rebbe it is. Well, if I don't know which father you have, I don't know which Reitzik are you, so then you're allowed to say who you are, so that I can know, oh, that's you. So you're making that, I mean, just like by Rebbe should be mutter with a title, by a father should be mutter with a title if you need to mention his name to distinguish yourself from others. So by Aliyah also, which Yechonon are you? So you're allowed to mention your father's name. I'm Yechonon Ben Pliny. I'm allowed to say that. So I don't say, I can't say Pliny alone, correct? I'll have to preface it with a title. I'm Reb Pliny. You go to an office, and they very often answer, oh, what's your mother's name, you know? So you're allowed to say with a title, Mrs. So-and-so. Can't say it's Tamsa, but if I preface Mrs., then I can say Mrs. or Mr. or Rabbi so-and-so. That would be good.
That's not the same title as Abba or Mori in the morning.
As long as you give a title, Abba or Mori, that should be good.
What do you do about Aliyah? You're supposed to say
Red. Correct. Red. You're supposed to say Yisachar, Zayv, and Reb Zayv. Yeah, you say Red.
He wants to know about Abba Mori, sir. What's the
name of Hamalach?
Hamalach?
Abraham Yitzchok? Yeah. So that Yitzchok, that from Tzuk, you should know, and Yitzchok, it says, his broker, he just gave him the brokers of Abraham. Yeah, they have problems. They have problems. All right. We have issues. But that's it. The mice is, you should be machmir only be'ez ha-tzerek. Be'ez ha-tzerek, even the Yamshir Shlema would be moida. One more shayla, Rabbi Yisai, are you allowed to write it down? Are you allowed to write your father's name? Okay, you can't say it. Are you allowed to write it?
I mean,
referring to your father. So the Yamshir Shleima says that there are those who want to be machalik between writing and speaking. He doesn't like the chilik. The Achreinim jump and bring right after right. Rashi signed off Truvis Shleima ben Yitzchaki. The Rambam signed Kidu his name Moshe ben Maimon. The Ramban signed his name Moshe ben Nachman. How are we signing name Nachman, Maimon, Yitzchaki? What's going on? They allowed to sign a name. Now they write your father's name. And they didn't even preface it with a title. You know, Bishop, they preface the title, they said you have this heta. But without prefacing with the title, it's Mamash Asa. So how do you allow to sign your name? So therefore, many Achronim learned that writing should be different. All right. Kishani Latzmi, I would say a Svara. Take it or leave it. I would say a Svara. I don't hear the Tzushtel. When they're writing their name, Moshe ben Maimon, they're referring to Maimon or they're referring to Moshe? Who are they referring to? What's the object of that phrase? They're referring to Moshe. It means, you now let her refer to your father by his name. I can't say, instead of saying Tao, say call him by his name. Or you're speaking to someone else, I can't refer to my father by his name, even Shalom in front of him. I can't refer to him, even if his name is not a Shem Peli, but if I mean him, I'm now let's say his name. Now they refer to him by his name. But here, the object of the conversation is not my father. The other conversation is me. I want to know who I am. My name is Moshe ben Maimon. I want to say, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, Elokei Avi Avram. what am I doing? I'm referring to my father, I'm referring to Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm telling you which Ribbono, I'm telling you the Ribbono Shel Olam that my father worked. That's the, it's okay. I'm referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the object of the context, so I'm not referring to my father at all. I'm referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm referring to me, I'm not referring to him. So that should be Mutta. So then even by saying that should be Mutta. Again, I'm going on a limb here. I found Baruch Shem Reb David in the Tshuva to Reb Moshe. Reb David was the Shoyl, and it seems that he tried to say that Svara to Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe was masking to the Svara. Reb Moshe says you should still only rely on it for writing, you shouldn't rely on it for talking. I don't know, he makes these charis, whatever it is. Huh? Who, Reb Moshe? Oh, Reb Moshe, I don't know. Reb Moshe Feinstein. Oh, Reb David. Look, I have a tumor from him. I have to see how he talks. I don't know if he's on his own. Like Reb Chaim, they don't, you know, they don't waste words. But all right, Reb Moshe says the bottom line is that even Ksiva is not so poshit. And if you do it, you should do it with a title. For sure, and with a title, by saying with a title is also machlekes, you should try to refrain from it unless you need to, b'shas, you know, that they may have to make that distinction. Now, I said before, just on a fair race, I said before that Avram Yishai, and you looked at me, Avram Yishai is a common name. Well, it seems that it's not so common. Why? I have a raya, my sarab. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a son named Avram Yishai, named after his Rebbe, the Chazon Ish, and Kiyadua. Avram Yishayahu, and Kiyadua in the Mishpacha, Kiyadua, that he never refers to his son by his name. Takin. He never says. Not only that, he has a Oisbacha. Person who is Makarev, a Balchuva, whatever it is, who comes and takes care of him, who also has the name, and he'll never refer to him by his name, he just refers to him as Debacha. Debacha, no matter what, never refer to him by his name. Now, this is Shaloi Befonov. The Lachem Moise of the Chazanish, but this is Rebbe Muvuk. So what is he doing? There is the Yod Vaisoyis. It's a shame pili Vaisoyis. It's not a common name. Avram Yishayahu. It's not a common name. Meili never says the name. Imagine going your whole life not calling your child by his name. Doesn't call his name because it's his Rebbe. It's his Rebbe Muvuk the Chazanish. But Meili doesn't refer to his name even Shalai Bafanim. All right, Rabbi Say. But a bris, he probably told the person name me after Chazanish. Good luck.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.